It had been 25 years since Sybil had come, uninvited, to a faculty reception given by Lydia's father.
"I'm Miss Sybil from Louisville,"
she announced to the muffled roll of drums.
"And my mother is a Carlton of Roanoke."
Her accent had been more southern than the one Vivian Lee had used in Gone with the Wind. And her manner was that of a wealthy matron distributing Thanksgiving largesse to the needy.
"It's sweet of you all to ask me,"
Sybil had said to Lydia's father.
"I didn't realize you even knew I was on the campus."
Sybil had a trim figure. She walked gracefully. She had untroubled blue eyes, an imp's nose, and a guileless smile that caused a great many people to underestimate her. Lydia was not among them. She hated Sybil on sight. At the time, Lydia was an overweight 17, giggled a great deal, carried her left shoulder somewhat higher than her right, was forever adjusting the seams of her stockings or some inner garment, and couldn't seem to remember to pick up her feet. Sybil kissed Lydia's mother on the cheek, which no student had ever done before. And after she had introduced herself to Dr. Wiley, head of the English department, she said,
"They say your course in the 19th century novel isn't open to freshmen. But I felt if you had a moment to spare and we could chat, I might persuade you to change your mind."